Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki
and Joey.
Kurakomi. Good evening.
I am.
Welcome to the nightly news. We are your late night hosts, Snoopy and Joey. Welcome to a very spooky edition of It's Happening Late Night Podcast.
Yeah, welcome to late night, bitches. I had a rough weekend, weekday, whatever you want to call it. I had a rough couple days.
We're going to unpack that later in the show, but everyone, from now on, just grab a messy mama, grab an edible gummy, and drop your panties, because we're gonna dish. Let's get into it, mama. Oh my God, I had a doctor's appointment this morning. I just came from there.
Are you dying?
No, I'm going to tell you in a nutshell, what I got from the doctor's appointment, and then we'll say what he really wants to do. It's very dramatic. You know I like dramatics. You know I love a test. You know I love a CT scan. You know I love blood work. I love, needles and machines. Like, I love the attention of a dramatic doctor's appointment. It just makes me feel seen and wanted. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I went there to the cardiologist because I went to my triglycerides were sky high. They were through the roof at 5.
Because you ate like shit the day before, but okay, keep going.
I didn't fast. I binge ate pizza and got drunk the day before. Like hours
before.
I know, but still, it was still crazy high. So the doctor sent me to the cardiologist to kind of find out what's going on. What's the tea? And so they redid my blood work just now. So I don't have the results of that just yet. But I have to go for a scan. He wants me to take like an X-ray of my heart to see if there's any buildup, any calcium,
okay.
Any calcium buildup. So I have to go like into like an open air, like big, like machine where they pull you in like a mummy.
Oh, was it like a CAT scan?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to go on one of those, and now I can finally get to do so. Dream big, everyone. It can happen for you too. Just to see any buildup, any plaque buildup, any cholesterol, or not cholesterol, what is it called? Calcium buildup on my heart tubes, like on the tubes of my heart. So you're going to look at that. We're going to take a look there. Then I said, do you have sleep apnea? He goes, do you snore? And I said, well, I've been told I snore, but I don't believe them.
No, you definitely snore. 100%.
Okay. So he says, do you snore? I know.
Are you kidding?
My boyfriend tells me too. And he goes, do you ever stop breathing when you snore? And I go, probably.
Gianni does.
He has sleep apnea. It happens to every fat person.
Oh, he 100% has sleep apnea. When Gianni sleeps, like when he's in a deep sleep and he's snoring, he stops breathing for like a minute. And I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah, and then he goes, it sounds like this. I'll do it. He goes, ladies, listen, if your husband or your loved one is doing this, they have sleep apnea too. Well, it goes like this. It goes, and then it pauses and then it goes back up like that.
So
I have a sleep study. So I'm so excited about this because I've always thought I had sleep apnea. I'm not excited that I'm fat and like dying, but I am excited that if I do have to do this, I have to do a sleep study at my house. So I have to go to like an appointment where they teach me how to become a sleep therapist. Like they give me the machines and like all the things I need to do at home. So I'm excited for equipment. Anything with ropes or wires or like, nose plugs, like anything medical that makes me look sicker than
medical.
If it makes me look more dramatic and sicker than I am, then I'm all about it. Like, I love a breathing tube.
Well, I always wanted to do like a sleeping test because I always have like sleep paralysis, and I know I'm sleeping and I know it's a dream, but I can't wake myself up. So it's like I'm fighting in my dream to wake up. It's really freaking weird. But I always wanted to do that to like see like if I'm like twitching or like stressed out.
Well, just come so you can sleep. We'll have a sleepover. I'll bring my machines and I'll put it on you.
Yeah, but I want to be like recorded too.
Oh, I'll record you. I'll stay up all night. No, so that happened. So then I have to also do a stress test where I want to see how out of breath I get. I said, well, you're in for luck, my friend. Cause I get winded looking sitting up the wrong way. So I have to like run on a treadmill and
My God, you're gonna fall.
I know. So my blood work. So I think should be fine. But basically, he said the synopsis of the doctor's appointment is you're fat and lazy.
Synopsis.
Yeah, she basically told me I'm fat and lazy. Just start move more, start working out or walking or running or doing exercise. Stop drinking like a fucking Jersey Shore cast member. And
Well, I thought you were doing better with the
I
drinking.
am doing better with drinking, but also, just like watch what you eat. Stop eating fucking meat, cheese, and bread. And then you'll be fine.
I mean, what else is there to eat?
I mean,
Freaking
vegetables,
grass.
rice, vegetables, rice, lean protein, like chicken, fish, things like that. Like I can't eat fast food or burgers or pizza or sugar. And he told me my sugar. I don't have to, I'm not even near diabetic. I'm not, thank God. That's the one thing I do have going for me. My sugars are fine. But he says that fruit is, I eat too much fruit.
Oh yeah, fruit has a lot of sugar in it.
I'm so annoyed. Like I thought I was doing good by like not, I don't eat candy anyway, but it's like
Yeah, no, I'm not a candy person or like a dessert person,
I can't
really.
believe that my blueberries would do me dirty like that.
My blueberries.
I eat like a pint of blueberries a day.
Yeah, and I had no idea. Like, I thought I was like being good with like eating apples.
Yes.
And my trainer was like, no, not if you're trying to lose weight. I'm like, it's apples.
I know. And I love
Well,
apples.
what if that?
It's
And then
spooky.
like carrots. So when I was trying to do like a no carb diet back in the day, I was like, oh, I have like carrots and hummus for a snack. He's like, carrots are carbs. I'm like,
And
what?
hummus is bread pretty much.
Well, yeah.
Beans
But
are bread pretty
I didn't
much.
know that carrots were a freaking carb.
Well, it's sugar. It's very sweet. Yeah. It's a non-starchy vegetable. That's a starchy
I think
vegetable.
it's rude and it's deceiving.
It is deceiving. If you have to, I can only eat non-starchy vegetables. So like potatoes, no. Carrots, no. Turnips, no.
Turn up.
Sweet potatoes, no. Only cruciferous vegetables I'm allowed to have. Do you know what a can you name three cruciferous vegetables?
Who said that?
Try to guess three. Name three vegetables that are cruciferous. Tell me.
First of all, you can't even freaking pronounce it.
I know.
I'm gonna say a potato,
Okay.
eggplant,
Okay.
and zucchini.
None of those are cruciferous.
Well,
Am
what's
I sure?
cruciferous?
Cruciferous is a vegetable like broccoli.
Oh, I love broccoli.
Broccoli,
Asparagus?
asparagus, yep, kale, Brussels sprouts, things
Brussels
like that.
sprouts?
Yeah, things like that.
Okay. You
Cauliflower,
learn something new every day.
cabbage, those things like that. Anywho, I'm back on the mend. I mean, it's fine. As long as my blood work doesn't come back and tell me that I have like 3 months to live, I should be back on the mend. I just gotta be mindful. That's what we gotta do is everything's in moderation. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna stop drinking. I'm not gonna stop eating pizza the rest of my life. Like I think when people like go on the record, like I'm gonna ch have a lifestyle change, and then they fuck with themselves in the ass because they're like taking, I can't have anything. You can have everything in moderation. I think that's the key to life. I think when we get up to the man upstairs, Snoopy, I think when we finally get through the pearly gates and the man upstairs, at the end of the day, I think it's just
Jesus.
in moderation.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
About my health or you?
No, I mean like dying anytime soon.
Oh, about me dying or you dying?
Well, both of us. I feel like we're gonna be alive for a little bit.
All right, good.
I think
Well,
we're okay.
I have things to do, so it's like
Speaking of things to do, how's your new apartment going?
it's not going.
What?
My apartment is going. It's. I'm still in the process of moving, so it's like it's going as good as it can right now. I have all my furniture ordered, and half of it's delivered. I have. Been, I've been I've been I've been just I've been scamming up a scam. I've been scamming up a storm, I mean. I'm working with Potato Barn, like I told you. And I told Jen from Potato Barn. Shout out to Jen from Potato Barn. Nicole, you have to call her because she wants to do your playroom over, and she has all the couches.
I know.
But I'm getting mine custom made. I'm getting linen. I went with the Sugar Shack Glacier from John Michael Designs. I went for the for, I'm sorry, sorry. I did the Sugar Shack Glacier from John Michael Designs. So they're going to have to custom make it for me. So it's going to take furniture takes forever. I'm telling you now, if you're planning on moving in the next 3 years, order your furniture now because it still won't be there by then.
Oh yeah, well, I feel like ever since COVID, everything's just fucked up and slow.
Yeah, not Potato Barn. I'm just saying like that's being custom, so that's understandable. But just general, like make sure when you're ordering furniture online, my one trip is check the things. They don't tell you online. It says, you know, it could take for this long to this long, but it guarantees, like, plan at least for 2 months of waiting time, minimum, for any furniture piece.
Amen, sister.
Is it because, why is it like that? Is it because the furniture, they have nowhere to store all the furniture, so they have to build it as you need it? Like, it's too big of stuff to keep, like, 1,000 couches in a warehouse. They have to just build them as you order them.
But I also think they're getting it from like overseas, and overseas is so freaking long now, like to get stuff.
Yeah, like
So I
my
think that's
Italian
why.
marble.
Yeah, like I think everything is just back ordered.
Well, it's annoying. We need some
Same.
on-demand furniture places. Anyway, so that's going well. I'm getting excited about, you know, and nervous because I was trying to get it ready for Thanksgiving because I wanted to host Thanksgiving, but now I don't know if my table is going to be here in time. And like, even if it's not, even if all my furniture is not there, I could definitely still stage it. Do you know what I mean? Like, just get like get a long t like a disposable, not
No,
disposable,
yeah,
like a collapsible
you can rent
table.
something that's not crazy.
Yeah, I'm just gonna rent like a huge 10-foot table and, you know, put my tablescape on top of it. It doesn't have to, you don't see underneath the table, so you don't care what it looks like. And then just rent chairs like from a rental place. I can definitely still host. I would have to rent a couch if Potato Barn's not there by then, but I don't think I should be renting a couch. Everyone can just sit at their table. Your birthday falls on the turkey day this year.
I
Now,
know,
but
and
you felt now you.
I hate sharing the limelight with Mr. Turkey.
I know, and you know, and also, it's we're on the record that your mother-in-law refuses to sing a birthday cake on Thanksgiving for you because it's Thanksgiving, not your birthday.
Oh no, I told her I'm not going to show up unless she goes all out for my birthday.
You know, she's trying to make it about her.
Like, ma'am, please.
I'm annoyed that it's on the birthday because I want it to come. Oh,
I
we can just
know.
beforehand though,
We can still celebrate.
beforehand,
I
prior
want to
to.
go to Luca. When we have time, I want to go to Luca with Opal because me
Yeah.
and Opal have November birthdays, and I just want to celebrate and have like a nice girls' night. So I don't know if you can tell, I'm very nasally.
Ooh.
I think I'm
Are you
sick.
dying too?
No, for real, I think I'm sick. So I just got back from Nashville. It's gonna be all over that. It's gonna be all over next season. So it's gonna be so good. And I went and I looked at stores. So hopefully I can find a spot because I would love to open in the spring in Nashville.
Oh my,
Because
I
I
would be
love
so
Nashville. It's so
excited.
much fun.
I would literally, not even kidding you, I would work at just as all I need is a flight to Nashville for like once a month from you, and I'll do whatever you need me to do at the Snooki Shop. I'll like throw events.
Yeah, you could be the guy that like checks up on everything and make sure it's all
Oh,
good.
I love Nashville, and I would go there all the time. And that, now I have an
You could be
excuse
that
to.
person.
I'll be the logistics coordinator for an
Yeah.
events coordinator. And you know what you gotta do when you launch it? You have to get one of those bikes, those things. Remember that trolley I rode on? The pedal bike,
Oh,
pedal cab.
yeah.
Cab.
No, yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna put billboards all over the place, and I'm just really excited. And guess who I called to get advice from?
Kristen, this is my livelihood call of Valeries.
Yes.
Did you say
I
hi to
said, girl. I was
James?
like, girl, I'm looking for a spot. I wanna be in Nashville. And I just have to say, I've always been a fan of her because, you know, obviously The Hills came out before Jersey, before we're on. So I would have like The Hills parties in high school. Like, she's just iconic. I love her and I think she's so freaking beautiful. So the fact that like I can just call her up and be like, hey girl, I need some advice for the Snooki Shop. It's phenomenal. I love her. And she also said that she has a podcast. So maybe we could do hers and then she can come on ours.
Oh my God.
I feel like everyone has a podcast nowadays.
Wait, is she older than you?
She's 36. So yeah,
One
she's like a year older.
and she, oh, I love her.
I know, same. I love her. This is my livelihood.
Her store is beautiful, right?
Oh my God, it's so freaking gorgeous. And I was worried because I went and I looked at some spots. Obviously, it's not going to be like on the main road where all the bars are, but I wanted it to be close. And I looked at some spots and it wasn't really that close, but it was like okay. And she was telling me that her spot, when she first got in there, it was like dead. It was like nothing was there. The whole building was like vacant. And she was worried, you know, it was going to be slow. No one was going to go there. But she said now it's like crazy. And then there's other stores that open up next to her in a restaurant. So.
Fitness is right around the corner of hers too. That you're right. That area, especially her and Daniel Diamond, are on that street, and it's like a desolate street. Like you have to go around the corner.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was like, wait a second, I'm in the wrong place. But then once you get over there, it is off the beat.
No, yeah, it's not terrible.
It's not bad.
You just have to know like where it is.
Yeah, but if you're going to Nashville, definitely check out Uncommon James. They have such cute jewelry there. And then go to Daniel Diamond. They basically encrust everything in Swarovski crystals, and it's the chicest.
Yes. So we went there, and he hooked us up with like all the boots and you know, the jean jackets and stuff like that. So we went to both stores, and I just loved them both.
How fun. Yeah, Nashville's a hoot. And there's a Barstool bar in Nashville, which is so much fun. I love Nashville.
Same. I can't say anything bad about Nashville. I'm obsessed with it. So hopefully I can actually find a spot and then open in the spring. But bitch, we had the best time, you know, going to bars. I did karaoke and did Salinas. You know, speaking Spanish to people. But you're going to see everything on the show. I don't want to tell everything and get in trouble. But I did try, and I've like, after I tried this, I was sick. I couldn't sleep. I had diarrhea. Like, I had to get wipes and like dap it because it was not great. And then I came home and I was sleeping for like 3 days straight. So I finally feel like somewhat normal today. I had moonshine pickles.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack.
I mean, bitch. So obviously, you guys all know I love freaking pickles. Like, I'm still a pickle fiend. I'll have a pickle snack. I'll do pickle sandwiches. I still drink the pickle juice. So a fan gave me these moonshine pickles, and it was like sealed and everything. So I knew there wasn't like crack or date rape in it. But then I tried it and I was like, holy shit. And I never had moonshine before. It was literally soaked in rubbing alcohol. And guess how many I ate?
Oh gosh. Do they taste good?
I mean, no. So because it was like soaked in alcohol. So I was like making a face the entire time, and I was just eating it because I wanted to see how I felt after. Right after I had it, I felt silly. I had the giggles. I was like looking around like dizzy. It felt freaking weird.
I love it. You're experimenting with narcotics. Wait, what?
I mean, it's alcohol.
What did you have?
I had four, and then I drank the juice.
How exciting.
But I felt freaking weird because it's just like I never had moonshine before, and I think it was just like so strong. It didn't sit well with my stomach, bitch, because I've been pooping up a storm since I've had it. And I came home, when did I come home? I came home Tuesday, so I finally feel somewhat okay today. But moonshine pickles, if you guys want to cleanse, try it out.
You're very own edibles. You found a loophole. Now you can get edibles like me, weed queen. I'd like to tell you, Nicole, you have an entrepreneurial spirit, and as do I. So I've been calling myself weed queen because the doctor won't let me drink, so I can only take weed gummies. So I bought weedqueen.com.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but stay tuned.
Oh, so you can actually partner up with someone.
Because I bought weedqueen.com.
Yeah, you could partner up with like weed pen people and gummies, and then you can have your own brand called Weed Queen.
Instead of making wine now, I'm gonna make my own gummies and my own strain of edibles.
Oh yeah, that's the new thing now. That's the new thing now because the mom community, sometimes I feel like some of them like shame moms for drinking because they think it's toxic, and they're like, we're weed moms. Ooh. So I feel like you would do amazing with that.
I do too. So
that could be your side business, just like the door hangers.
Yes, I'm going to start my own weed company. Well, I went to Earth and Ivy because I had a show in New Brunswick. Any New Jersey weed heads, or they may be all over tri-state area, I'm not sure. But Earth and Ivy, what a chic experience! I went to there. They invited me to go before my show because they wanted to give me gummies and merch and stuff. I've been wearing the merch nonstop. But they had like, you walk in, you check in the front desk, and you get in there. It is so beautiful, and there are people. It's like a beautiful, like, I feel like I was like,
Does it smell like incense?
No, it's chic and stunning. Like, you feel like you're on Madison Avenue and like in like Yves Saint Laurent or something. Like, it's not cool. Like stuffy like that, but it's like, so like they're there to help you. Like, oh my God. So what are you looking for today? And like, it's just so chic. And the vibes in there are just so cool.
Were you recognized? Did they know who you were?
But yeah. Cause they invited me in. Cause I actually met the owner out a couple months prior. I met him a couple months prior, out, and then he invited me there. But yeah, so they all came to my show, and then and they had me come before the show to get all the weed, so I got nice and high from that. But yeah, if you need a weed store or a dispensary, all you got to do is show your ID. You don't need a medical card or anything in New Jersey. New Brunswick is Earth and Ivy. Poppy took Earth and Ivy. Poppy's not trying to drink. Poppy tries to compete with me with everything. Since I'm on a diet and lost weight, he's on a diet, loses weight. I'm not drinking because I'm trying to look to be good. He stopped drinking too. So he's copying me. So then he's wanted to, so he wasn't drinking. He said, I'm not going to drink at your show either. And he had to perform. He had a whole segment written out, like a 25-minute segment for Poppy.
You didn't drink before your show?
No, I didn't drink at all. I was fucked up on my pills, my weed.
What the hell is happening?
Oh, it's, I haven't drank in 2 weeks, but I get fucked up every day. Not fucked up, but I get like, you get turned. Wine gummies. I should still call them wine gummies instead of weed gummies. Because they make you feel like you just have 4 glasses of wine, but there's 0 calories.
I know, but does it make you feel like weird? Like, I don't like that uneasy feeling of like not being in control of my body. And that's how I feel when I have weed. It's really annoying.
Those are the olden days, grandma. This is, you can dose
yourself. Well, I don't know. I haven't had weed since freaking what, high school? But I did have a gummy a couple years ago and it didn't turn out well. It wasn't great. And that's when like gummies just started to come out, I feel.
No, now you can control whatever you want. You can do it's called microdosing. So if you want to have like feel like it has 1 glass of wine, you start with like a small
glass of wine.
Juicy, then you can start adding the mini ones as you go. I'll teach you the ropes. I'm an old hat at this now.
No, I'm scared. No.
You'll be fine. Get a permission slip signed by your mother and Gianni, and I'll give you, we'll go on a little wild ride, girl.
I'm scared. I don't want to.
The walls are going to move. I'm kidding.
No, thanks.
But Poppy got on stage. He had a 5-minute segment. And I gave him an edible beforehand from Earth and Ivy. He was.
Are you giving him commission now because he performed?
No, he's not getting shit because he didn't perform. He got up there and he was nonverbal. He was mute. He couldn't even talk.
Why? Did you give him a gummy?
Yes, he couldn't talk. And he's just like giggling and looking around. And I can't hear you. And I'm like talking into a microphone.
Oh my God.
Holding the microphone like away from his face and like just like wiggling it around, not putting it up to his mouth.
Did everyone know he had a gummy?
I told everyone, yeah. And he couldn't answer any of the questions. We're showing him like you're supposed to react to pictures on the screen. He goes, "Oh, that's when you went swimming." I was like, "Yeah, okay." It was a nightmare. So if you saw the show, we do apologize for Poppy's.
Did you sell out?
What is it?
Did you sell out?
Yeah, we ended up selling out.
Look at you.
I know. The only now everything else is sold out. We just have to sell out Tampa. But yeah, I wish we can get back on the horse, girl. These like large comedy clubs are the way to go because you can fill it out. It's intimate enough, but with our friends, and have enough time. But it's like big enough where a lot of people can come into a city and not have to go to 2 nights. Perfect for us. Like a large comedy club, about 500 people, is like a great thing.
Well, I'm a busy gal. My schedule is literally insane, and it's like giving me agita and anxiety. I'm filming so much, I can't freaking deal, and it's literally killing my body. I want to die. And then they gave us dates for next season already, and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm going to die. And then I'm trying to open Long Island. I mean, there's so many freaking things. Don't get me wrong, I love being busy, but holy shit, is mom stressed out.
That's why you're my idol. I know that your idol's Jessica Simpson. But my idol is you, and that's why I manifested becoming friends with you.
Yeah, look at you. You're fucking thriving.
Well, that's because of you. If I didn't have you, I'd probably be straight. If I didn't have you, I'd probably be straight and
but married and have kids and like
dark, yeah.
Be in the closet the whole time.
I'd be dead of diabetes. Or drug overdose. Probably.
Yeah, definitely drug overdose. So, like I said, today's, like, the first day where I'm, like, moving and I'm, like, not tired. And, I mean, I feel like shit now, like, sneezing and everything. But I kept peeing myself this morning because I wanted to, like, run and do my errands. And I went to the store just to, like, check on everything and just make sure everything's good. And when you have kids, especially 3, every time I sneeze, because I'm sneezing nonstop because I think I'm sick, I peed myself in the car. I peed myself in Walmart. Peed myself at the store. It's just not great. It's not going great over here.
UTI?
No, I'm peeing.
Oh.
No, fuck a UTI. That's the worst.
I've had that once. That feels like you have to piss like a racehorse and then you try to pee and just...
Yes, and then when you go, it like stings. It's the worst feeling in the world.
Do you get that from not changing your panties?
No, girls usually get it from not peeing after intercourse.
Or if you go back to front, if you go ass to snurb without wiping.
Yeah, you got to make sure like you pee and you wash it out because you're going to get a UTI literally in 4 hours and it's not great. And then you have to go on these pills and then it makes your pee orange. It's just, it's not a great situation. I hate being a woman, I have to say.
Oh, I hear you, sister. Wait, my friend had that, was that one of those pills once? I won't name your name, but she listens to the show. She was at a very fancy resort with a very famous celebrity.
And she peed in the pool.
She peed in the pool at the most
orange.
Dating like an A-list celebrity at the time. And she was in this place. And this
calm down, A-list. Who's your friend?
After a fancy resort.
Text it to me.
Okay. A fancy resort. And she was like, you know, feeling herself and like, you know, whatever. And she had the pills, but she totally forgot about it. She peed in the pool at this, like, it's like $40,000 a night or something. And she,
oh my God.
But they ripped her out. She got thrown out of the hotel.
You're lying.
I don't think she got thrown out, but it's like, you know, everyone.
I was like, I have an uncontrollable bladder. Like it just came out.
But yeah, so she peed. So be careful, ladies. If you have a UTI and you're on the medication, don't pee in the pool or pee on a partner because you will stain the sheets.
No, I haven't peed in the pool in so long.
I have. I peed in your pool.
No, you didn't, Joey. I was in the pool with you.
No, it was the hot tub. I don't remember where I was.
Oh, no, everyone was in there with you. You are fucking
on poor. The boat. No, I peed on the boat and then I fell under. That's what I meant.
I can't.
So we haven't even dived into spooky season yet.
So I just got my costume. I told you guys I'm going to be a spider web. Gianni's going to be a fly. And Angelo is a spider. And Rocky's a spider. And Giovanna wants to be a cop. Like, she wants, what? Like, one of those. Yeah, she wants to be a cute cop. I'm like, bitch. Like, get off freaking TikTok. You're only 9 years old. And this just happened this year.
It's a dog. It's a dog. Because Lila watches those. And I think it's like Pup Patrol.
Rocky's a spider. Giovanna wants to be a cop.
No, I know, but. Isn't Paw Patrol a cop dog?
Oh, yeah.
So is that what she means? Like a cop dog? Or is she just a regular cop?
No, but she wants to be a cop.
Probably because she called the cops.
No, exactly, bitch. But she showed me a picture of the outfit, and it was like one of those sexy cop outfits. And I'm like, you need to stop. Like, enough. She just started, like, wanting to wear, like, these, like, crop tops and... You know, she's trying to dress like she's 16. I'm not having it, but like I'm like compromising with her and saying, all right, you can wear like this, but like you still have to be like a little kid. So she wants to be like this cop, and she showed me it, and it was like a sexy uniform. And I'm like, bitch, you're only 9 years old, not happening. So I'm trying to find like a cop uniform that's not risque, because girl, people are crazy out there, like, no, thank you. So she's doing that shit. And then what's the other one? Lorenzo. Love you, Lorenzo. Lorenzo is going to be Joker. So we're all over the place with our family Halloween picture.
Anywho, Spookies, I'm not going to be able to, I'm going to be in the depths of moving on Halloween. So I won't be participating, but back in the day, I used to make all my money for the year on Halloween. I would from the weekend, like for the full weekend.
Oh, bitch, same.
From the weekend. Oh yeah, for you to go places. That's how we met.
No, before I was even famous.
How would you make money on Halloween?
I would dress up in my costumes and I would be in a costume contest and I would do back handsprings on stage and I would win thousands of dollars.
Is Halloween our calling? That we met on Halloween at a Halloween we met at a Halloween reality competition show. We went to Vegas together on Halloween. And you, Halloween queen.
Yeah, that's when I dressed up as. Did I do the pickle costume there, or was it the cat?
Cat.
Do you remember I dressed up as a pickle? I was a pickle queen.
Pickle princess.
Oh my god, that outfit was so uncomfortable. I wanted to die.
My zipper's broken. Sorry, I bought a Louis Vuitton bag off DHgate, and I'm trying to fix it.
A fake one?
Yeah, it's a gag gift. I got it as a gag gift for someone.
Oh my god, terrible.
I know. But poor children had to make that thing. Trick or treating. How do you feel about, what do you feel about get, like, I know your neighborhood because you live in a gated community and you really don't go trick or treating.
I wish it was gated.
I know what I'm saying. Do parents really let their kids eat candy from strangers still?
Yeah, it's still a thing, but like I get nervous because I don't want there to be needles and crack inside of it. So I check, but my kids don't usually eat it. No, like I'll have like a backup at the house. So like when we get back home and they want to eat their candy, I'll give them that. So like I'm not into it. I mean, because times are fucking crazy. You don't know.
Yeah, it's insanity. First of all, insanity that people would even allow people with all this human trafficking and this wild shit with horrible people to put. I know you're being supervised, but letting children go up to strangers' doors and then some, and then having them give them something that they're going to not just keep like a gift, but that they're going to ingest is the craziest fucking thing to me to this day and age. I know they said that
No,
back in the.
yeah, I swap out their bags. Fuck that.
I know they say back in the day, don't talk to strangers, don't get into cars. And now we're literally calling
And now
strangers
there's like Ubers and shit. Yeah.
cars. But same thing with this candy. I think that if because I think most parents are smart like you, and they're letting the kids go trick-or-treating, then they're throwing that candy out and buying more candy. That's just it just doesn't seem like ecological. What is it called? It doesn't seem like ethical. What's the word?
Ethical?
Ethical or economic? Economic?
Economic, are you okay?
It's the word I'm looking for. Economical.
Oh, man.
We're wasting so much candy. That's the word I'm looking for. I think we should find a new way where
It's a waste.
you either give out non-edible trinkets or treats, spooky, scary skeletons, maybe little spider rings. Like I think the vibe should be, and I think there's too much candy going on. Unless it's a weed gummy, I don't think you should be giving it to our children, the children of our future. I think you should be
Yeah, and I
giving.
also think it's a waste of money. Like, did you know how much candy I fucking bought last year? And I just feel like no one came. No one came, no one got the candy. I spent like $350 on candy.
Sissy, I mean,
But what am I gonna do with a bag of all this candy now?
Sissy, can you tell me something? I think I know
Ma'am?
the answer to it, and I'm sure the people have heard it around before, and we don't know what the fuck it is. You, as a mother of three, have to know. And the question is, what the fuck is trunk or treat?
Oh my God, it's a freaking nightmare.
What is
So
trunk
trunk
or
or
treat? I'm
treat,
all
yeah,
over.
trunk or treat is when you go, usually it's the schools, the daycares, all that stuff. Sometimes the town does it. If you're in like clubs or whatever, trunk or treat is when you go into a parking lot and you have to decorate your full trunk as like a theme. So people do like Nightmare Before Christmas. They do like spooky, favorite spooky Halloweens. They do Frankenstein. They do what's it called with the three witches? Oh my God, I have a brain fart.
Hocus pocus, hocus
Hocus pocus, yes, hocus pocus theme. So they do a theme and they decorate it. They could play like scary music, and then people just go around and they trick or treat in the trunks. But it's like so dramatic, and some of the moms really go all out. It's actually impressive. But I mean, I don't got time for that shit. What are your plans for Halloweeny? Because next week isn't it next week?
I don't know. It's everything's happening so quickly nowadays.
I know.
Not doing makeup. I know the kids, but Leah's kids, Leah and Aaron's kids, they're going to go trick-or-treating around the things. You know, in the city, you have to go to a nice building. You have to, like, you drive to the rich neighborhoods to go trick-or-treating because they give the full-size.
Right.
Well, in the city, you go to the rich, like, doorman buildings and you
Oh
trick.
yeah, that's when they give the big ass candy bars out.
Yeah. So you have to go to, like, the doorman buildings. And then, like, if you have a friend in the building, like, that lives in a building, they can go trick-or-treating through there. I mean, I don't think. Any trick-or-treaters this year? If I do, I'm going to tell them about triglycerides. I'm going to teach them a lot. I'm going to give them a gift that they're going to keep the rest of their life. Listen, hon, you don't want to be my age doing a sleep study, okay? I can't drink wine or moonshine no more.
Yeah, give him a gummy and a spider ring.
That's like I can't go up
Yeah,
stairs without getting out of breath. I got to sleep with the mask on, okay? Let me tell you now, sister. Take this weed gummy and you'll be just fine.
gonna scare all the kids.
I know. When you get to my age. But yeah, nothing like that. I think Halloween costumes, though, are going to be wild this year, wildly inappropriate. Can we talk about Britney Spears? Everyone's gonna be Britney. What I feel in Britney, but I want to talk about her memoir. It's coming out. The woman in me, I believe it's called.
I wonder if she's doing,
Book tour.
well, that, and also if the book is going to be Audible. Is that what it's called? Audible, an Audible book?
Great question. Great segue.
Like, I want her to be reading it to me.
She's not reading it. I hate to take it to you. She hired a very famous actress to do it for her.
But is the actress going to try and sound like her?
I don't think so. The actress is, you know who it is?
Who?
Michelle Williams, not from Destiny's Child, the Heath Ledger's late wife.
No way.
Yeah, I think it's good because she has pain in her heart, so she can like read through some tough shit.
No, yeah, and I feel like she could try and sound like her because she's an actress.
She has that nasally voice. She naturally has that nasally voice.
I love her.
I hope she gives it justice. I hope she like tries to sound like her, like does Southern
No,
accents.
same. Like she has to sound like Britney.
But yeah, it's available on pre-order at weedqueen.com right now. So you're due for a new book soon. Messy motherhood and juggling it all.
Yeah, or how to become a messy mama entrepreneur.
Building a fempire.
Yes, bitch.
My stools are getting delivered today.
From Potato Barn?
No, stools. I got my stools from somewhere else.
I'm gonna pee my pants in 2 seconds.
Oh my God. Also, my Crate and Barrel, all my registry things are coming in. Thank you all.
I
I
just peed my pants.
today, but yeah, my apartment has tons of the boxes. I got some delivered to work. Thank you for my Crate and
Wait,
Barrel.
so did everyone buy what you needed?
Everyone is so over generous. Thank you to all who bought.
Oh my God, you are terrible.
No, you're mostly my friends. Leave me alone.
I
But my
can't.
espresso machine, my friend Heather McMahon, she was on. She'll be on the show this
We
week.
get it. She's a friend.
Heather McMahon next week. She'll be on the show. She said on my show she was gonna buy me my espresso machine that I wanted, but I never reminded her about it, and I'm not gonna remind her, but I will send to context clues.
I can't.
But I got wine glass. I got my champagne. My drink bucket. You know the bucket you put the all the wine in. Even though I have a wine fridge, a Sub-Zero wine fridge, this is a it's a wine tin, like a wine bucket. You know what I mean? When you put the ice in the bottom and you put all the things. I got that.
Yeah.
I got 12 salad plates. I got 12 bodega glasses. I got
Bodega.
shams. I got a schoolie boss for the sink. I have to look. I get so many great things, but I'd be saying thank you to everyone. If you want to donate to my home registry, you can go to my link tree or search my name, Joey Camasta, at Crate and Barrels Registry. And I do appreciate it.
You know what I'm obsessed with? I love the wine glasses that are plastic, but you can't even tell they are. And they're gorgeous and they're big and they have a long stem. They're just really nice glass. It's the one that I have down the shore.
You
You know my
find.
plastic one? I'm obsessed with them. They're from Bloomingdale's, I think. You get them on the website. But I just love plastic. I think it's just like more, especially when you have kids.
Yep.
And I feel like I drop it all the time and I'm spilling shit everywhere. And it's light. I'm just really into the Bloomingdale's plastic wine glasses.
Oh, you heard it here first. Shout out to Bloomingdale's for the plastic wine glasses. I think
And they're
that's
not cheap, but they're worth it.
yeah. I don't know how you drink. It's so bad for you, but yeah, if you do drink wine, you can get those Bloomingdale's wine glasses.
Oh my God, you're a freak.
I keep everyone's getting so sick of that joke, but it's so funny to me. I'm like, I don't know how you do that. It's so bad for you. But the joke is, I'm a fucking raging alcoholic with heart disease. So, and I stopped drinking a week ago. So, I'm not stopping drinking either. I'm going to dinner tonight with Bae and I'm drinking. Okay. And that's that.
Oh.
I was very matter of, who am I yelling at?
Freak. Oh, I wanted to tell you, Crusaders. I'm doing a pre-game Halloween party at the Smoky Shop, and it's your chance, bitches, to dress up as me, to show up and impress as a Snooki, and whoever wins, we're gonna do a Snooki contest at like 2:30. It's October 28th. It's like right before. You know, you go out into the bars and you go to all, you know, your Halloween parties and stuff like that. So it's October 28th in my Madison, New Jersey location, 2 p.m. You guys are gonna come. We have alcohol, 15% off everything. And then we're gonna do the Halloween Snooki contest at 2:45. So whoever wins that is gonna get a $200 shopping spree in the store. You can go crazy, enjoy yourself. Or you can go online and shop because, you know, if you want to give it to someone or whatever. But it's a fun Halloween party. It's our pre-game Halloween party at the Snoopy Shop.
Ooh, okay, I'm annoyed. That is such a fucking good idea. Who thought of that, Gina?
No, me, bitch.
thought of the people, everyone going out the weekend of Halloween. We're all going to go out. Why not get our costumes at the Snooki shop, dress like Snooki, and then go to the hit the parties right after the Snooki shop.
No, literally. And it's I'm gonna be providing drinks for you guys, and it's gonna be like a fun contest. It's gonna be a good time. So that's October 28th, 2 p.m., 2:45. We're announcing the winner. We're gonna do the contest, and then you're gonna win a gift card.
That's why you're an entrepreneurial genius, because you think of these things, you get in people get in, and you get inside people's minds without them even knowing. That's exactly what you want to do before you go out for drink booze drinking as Snooki for the night. Go meet Snooki, fucking go shopping the store, and then go right to the bar, get the right accessories, get add a sunglasses to your look, add a clip, add a claw clip for your poof, get a poofing tutorial from Snoopy. Are you going to be there?
No.
No, get a poofing tutorial from this.
I can't be there. So I'm doing something, but I'm going to be on the cameras and I'm choosing the winner on the cameras.
Very good. I'm just saying, what a cool fucking thing. And then you all go out, you get drunk at the Snooki shop. You should have those pickles there. Those
The
moonshine.
moonshine pickles? Oh, yeah. I actually want to do my own pickles. That's another thing I'm trying to work on for 2024. Snooki's pickles.
I have a new business idea too that I'll tell you when we hang up. It's I don't know why how we haven't thought of it yet, and what a set of dumb fucking sluts we are, because I didn't think of this yet.
Oh.
It's gonna be my livelihood. This is my Uncommon James. And I was like, why did I never think of this? Why did I never put two and two together? And you know how I figured it out? Taking weed gummies.
How?
Taking weed gummies. I was sitting there taking weed gummies and I was like, wait a second.
Oh, yeah, when you're feeling like that's the time to write in your journal, your manifest journal of what you should be doing. 100%.
And I also thought of a nice technology idea. I have a hydro flask water jug that I drink out of. It's an insulated like thing, but it has a sippy thing, like a square little sucker that suck this like straw thing. You know what I mean? On thermoses.
Calm down. Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm doing this. I'm like, why am I drink? I'm loving this water right now, probably because I'm high, but also this it's like a sensory experience of me like drinking out of this straw. And I was like, why do I like this? I was like, I like it because I feel like I'm taking a hit of a vape. That's why I'm addicted to this water bottle right now. It feels like I'm vaping when I'm using it. So I said, maybe
Oh, that's weird.
that's a way to stay hydrated and still get your oral fixation with the thing, is if we can infuse the vape inside the straw of the water. So every time you take a vape, you're drinking water and you're hydrating as you're vaping. I know it's we're in the grassroots stage of it right now, but trust me, there's some legs on this thing. Something with the oral fixation, the water bottle, hydrating, doing good while you're doing bad. It's a whole thing. I got to talk to my marketing team.
Freak.
But I thought that was a very good idea. Hashtags are old.
Hashtag entrepreneur minds.
I just found this out. So talking about Britney's book, so it's a tell all, shocking tell all. Britney Starr says she's terminated her pregnancy with Justin Timberlake at 19. She had an abortion with Justin Timberlake.
And now it makes sense with that song that I sent you.
Can you tell everyone the group? Can you tell the group?
Yeah, let me see what song it was.
Big
So
time.
this is like trending on TikTok right now
Before I.
because everyone's like, why is she showing a baby
Break it down.
in? So it's in the Every Time video, and that's like after she broke up with Justin, and then this came out how they got pregnant, she had an abortion with Justin's baby, and then in her Every Time video she's in a delivery room watching a baby being born, and she like looks sad, like looking at the baby. And when that was happening, we were like, what is going on? Like, why is she doing that? But now it all makes sense because she was like saying, I just had an abortion and I'm upset.
Just saying.
So who would have thought?
Drama. Not drama, but
Yeah, I feel like a lot of shit is gonna come
also talks
out.
about her wild fling with what's his face with Colin Farrell. She talks about obviously Justin Timberlake. She obviously talks about why she shaved her head. All the drama surrounding their 2007 downfall when her kids were being taken from her. What the father do, what the baby daddy do? What baby daddy
The
do?
father,
What's the father's name?
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline, he makes an appearance. She gets into what happened, the drama with Wade Gobson.
Oh, yeah, she said that she cheated on Justin with him.
Yep. That's a stretch, girl. I don't,
Why did
she,
I think he was gay?
girl, he probably is. He wears eyeliner. The Wade Gobson Project. But I'm excited for this book. I haven't really had a book in a long time, but I think we should do, I think we should do a book, like a reading, like
A book review?
a review. Yeah, we read for excerpts from it. We read a chapter and we discuss it. It's like a book. Should we just become the leading premier Britney book podcast?
Yeah, and then she can come on and explain herself.
Yeah. What do you have to say for yourself, Brittany Jean? Project.
So tell me what you were feeling in this moment of writing this passage.
I hope she. What does it say?
Hello? Are you having a stroke?
What were they talking about?
Are you okay? Britney Spears.
Imagine I fell asleep again.
Freak.
What were we talking about, Brittany? But what about her?
You were just saying, I hope she,
Hope
and then
she.
you had a stroke.
I got it. I hope she breaks down what Project Rose was all about.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about Project Rose.
I
Maybe
never.
this is the book, Project Rose.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, was Rose her pub? Oh my God, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Who was the writer of the book? Who was her helper? If her name's Rose,
What, the ghostwriter?
I'm gonna throw something at the wall. Can we find out who the author is? Are you Googling
Yeah, I
her?
can Google it.
Oh my
Let's
God.
see.
Roses.
Ghostwriter of Britney Spears tell all book.
Or is it
Let me check my files.
Rose from Titanic, maybe?
Rose Lansky.
Are you lying?
No, it's Sam. But it has
Throw the phone.
to be this book.
Okay, so it's not Rose, but she's going to tell us what Project Rose is. I'm just excited for this. It's available wherever fine books are found, and I don't know when it comes out. I have something on our vision board, Nicole.
Ma'am,
We need to become friends with Kelly Clarkson this year. She just moved to New York. She's doing her
I've
show.
been trying to get on her freaking show.
Yeah, but now we have.
I want to go on her show and Drew Barrymore's.
Well, I have both of them. Drew Barrymore sent flowers to the office yesterday.
Well,
To
I
everyone.
want to go and see her.
Well, we can definitely go to Drew Barrymore's house, can't we? All
I mean, I feel like Opal's trying to get me on that show.
right, good. Well, Opal should try to get us on the Kelly Clarkson show because I want to be friends with her. I think we'll
Same.
have so much fun together. She just moved to New York. She's a busy working mom too. She's so much fun.
I
She.
tried to get a picture once with her. She said no, and I like almost cried.
Well, let's confront her.
Literally.
That was you?
What do you mean that was me?
Oh, you know, I was thinking when JoJo Siwa said that DJ Tanner was mean to her. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
Right.
No, Kelly Clarkson wasn't mean to me. She just said she can't take a picture.
Were you Snooki then?
Yes. I was at like ABC for something, and she walked in. She walked by me, and I was like, "Oh my God, can I have a picture?" And then somebody went up to her and asked if she would take a picture of me, and she said no.
Well, I think we should confront her.
Why do you want to take a picture of me?
But yeah, I do you think you could, do you think you could put it behind you, or you think that's it for you and Kelly?
No, I still love her. I just really wanted a picture with her. Maybe she was busy or she couldn't at the moment. I mean, it didn't like kill my love for her, like Pink did for me.
Oh my God, she was so mean. Why is everyone beating? Whoever's being mean to us?
Like, what did I do? Shit.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, so that's on the vision board. We're adding it to that plus weedqueen.com, getting out the grassroots project.
Wait, can we talk about shows? Did you see the Usher house?
No, because he won't watch it with me. He is such a baby, literally. He
All
hates.
right, well, it's not as good as Hill House. Like nothing will ever top that.
He even looks.
But bitch, I binged in 2 days. It's very, very good.
We're talking about the fall of the Usher. It's a new Hill House. It's on Netflix. It's a spookumentary or spook. No, it's a show. I want to watch it, but it's more like a murder mystery, right?
Yeah, kinda, yeah.
It wasn't as spooky. The other one had demons. The lady that who's the lady that dr who's the lady that came out of the lake? That's Hill House.
Yeah, that was Hill House, right?
I love that
But yeah,
spooky.
so this one isn't as spooky. Like you could watch it like in the dark before you go to bed and you're not gonna have nightmares, but it's really freaking good. The acting is crazy. The way people die is fucking insane. Like after they die, you're like, what the fuck was that? So it's crazy. It's a good binge right before Halloween. So I give it an A plus, but it's not as good as, you know, Hill House.
All right. I watch Bay and I are watching a show right now. It's called The Pieces of Her, starring Toni Collette and some other actress. I don't know who she is, but you watched it, right?
Yes. No, yeah, I watched it a while ago. It came out a while ago.
I haven't finished it yet. Is it the ending shocking?
Honestly, I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was good.
Oh, this is lovely. What else am I watching?
I'm watching Bird Box.
Is that new?
It's on Apple TV. It's fairly new. Fairly new. What? It's a little new. And Jenny told me to watch it because it was so good. It's more like a drama, like crime series. But she said that the actor in that looks like an older Tom Holland, which he does. But I just started binging it last night, and it's pretty good.
Lance Bass was trolling the Swifties at a con at a Chargers game.
Yeah, but he's friends with her.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I think he was just joking. So basically, he's at a football game, and at Travis Kelce's there, and I guess at, you know, football games they show all the celebrities at the game. So they were he knew they were going to pan to him, and then no one was going to care that he was there because apparently everyone only cares about Taylor. Even the football players aren't watching the football anymore. They're just watching Taylor Swift. So he had a
Literally.
not Taylor Swift. We hear you, sis. That's your friend, though, right?
Yeah, we met a couple times. Loved him.
I was with you. You need to cool it out.
Yep.
You already had your fill of gays this month already. You're on
Okay,
time.
well, you have all these friends and you literally cheat every single day at Barstool and you have friends on Netflix now. So calm the fuck down. I'm
Oh
doing
my God. Oh
nothing.
my God. Can everyone go watch my friend Heather's
You
special?
literally said my friend in capital letters. Like, relax.
It was like, you know, I'm honored to call her my friend. I was trying to say that, but it did sound like I was screaming friend.
You are.
Her dad is dead. It's about the son I never had. It's her new special's out on Netflix. If you want to chuckle, go over there and watch it.
Cool, I'll go be with her.
Do you know what a bitch Leah is?
A who?
A bitch Leah is. So I on my screensaver on my phone, I put a Christmas tree, a beautiful Christmas tree, and the dog I want as my screensaver because it's time for Christmas decorations right now.
You're manifesting.
Manifesting. And Leah went behind my back and took my and deleted it off my phone. So she says I can't have a dog right now.
Why? Is she being a mom too?
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, I said I'm 50 years old. And I moved into the biggest, most expensive apartment I've ever had in my life. Why can't I? When am I going to be ready for a dog? When I'm 90 in the funeral home?
Oh yeah, it could be like your therapy dog because you're 90.
I mean, she's like, no. She goes, there's a lot going on. You're on tour, and you're doing, you know, you're traveling a lot, and you're just in the middle of moving. It's like not a good time. She goes, we can think about it. We can revisit it next year. She said, it's like wiggle to me.
I love how she manages you.
He literally took my screensaver off my phone of my dog Wiggles.
I can't. All
Well, you know what, Nicole, this has been lovely.
right, so any last words before we leave our crusaders today?
Live each day like it's your last. Everything in moderation. Weed gummies are life. And cress.
I still like my messy mama.
But yeah, this has been lovely. Everyone, go to book us on Cameo for a spooky sp surprise. If you want to buy me anything, go to my registry, go to my link tree. And make sure to go to Snoopy's Spooky Spooky Snooky Halloween
Oh.
October 28th in our Madison location at 2 o'clock, starting at 2:30.
It's happening! It's happening.